Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming up, Pat McAfee Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
At a baby Tony.
Bubba Gumpino is Canadian Station's Beer to Wonder. Why? Sweet Drake shirt, dude.
Hell yeah. Yeah, let's see that thing. Can we get a little more action?
I can't really.
Oh, look at that.
That's certified dope. Lover boy, you know me.
Yeah, that's fucking sweet.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Pretty good night last night for the show, it appears.
Not a bad little night for the show last night, especially in college basketball. Mitt, nice quaff going on today.
I don't know what that is.
It's a quaff.
it's a hairstyle?
Yeah, it's a quaff. It's like a...
Looks good.
Yeah, you're quaffed out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Big time quaff.
Yeah.
Sounds lame as fuck.
Quaff of the day.
It's not. You. It's
sweet.
Yeah.
Do you be want, proud of it, Mitt.
You want to be quaffed.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Company and I cannot quaff right now.
Too much.
Never quaff. Know. Could come back.
Never know.
Hell yeah.
So never you know. You get a quaff going, bro. Don't sell yourself short.
Thank you.
Quaff.
Yeah, every once in a while.
You're still doing all right.
I get quaffed up every once in a while.
Yeah, you're quaffed.
I decided when I come back next week, ain't gonna be no more fucking gray in this beard.
Yes.
Really?
It's turned white now. And it's just I don't like it anymore.
I only got the one. I got the one strip.
If it was like more,
I'm thinking about dyeing the triangle blonde.
That's, okay, yes. Now we're talking.
Lock it. Should, right? Should we give
it? Should 100%.
That guarantees you like 23 goals in the EPL next season.
Yeah. Bleach blonde, maybe like a sleeve. Fucking 37 years old, just holding on.
Absolutely, 100%. That's something we should definitely do.
Just holding on.
But yeah, 4-1 in basketball last night. I think you were 10-3.
Yes, sir.
2-0 for Bruce. I think I was 1-1 on the ice.
I was 1-1 in the NBA, but
definitely 0-2 in the NBA.
For Zach me. LaVine, 38 points, 30 plus cash and easy.
The Bulls could have covered close to the end. They did not. You were right to make a face when I picked the T-Wolves last night.
Yeah, that was gross. The hell? Lane Whoa. 6 in Detroit.
Kings won. What was the other?
Bloody hell, Gumps.
Oh, Capitals lost to the fucking Ponce. Ponce are hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is Chelsea fucking
stinking? What is it, 2-0?
What the fuck? They're buying more and more. They got Joao Felix from fucking...
Joao Cena?
Atletico Madrid, who's unreal, like... They're buying like a player a day and they can't win a fucking game, dude. It's insane.
Hey, that's EPL, baby.
Dominating possession, though. Maybe a little live bullet for the listeners out there. Chelsea. Maybe not.
I don't know how you say it. Is it J-O-A-O Felix? Played for Atletico in Spain.
I don't know. I just know it's Joao Cena. Felix. Today we have college basketball, we have NBA, we have NHL.
Massive NHL slate.
I decided not to take any golf this week.
Jordan looks like me out there right now. He's doing a lot of club drops.
Bruce, I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen Justin Thomas's new putter?
Who pissed you off? Who did this?
I haven't. Yeah. What is the story here?
Who did this? I want to know what happened. Who hurt
like
you?
I just like pretending like I pay attention to golf.
Okay. I didn't know if somebody that you don't like was like. Fucking JT switching putters is guaranteed to win fucking 8 tournaments this year.
That would be good to know.
Would have been. This guy. I didn't say the Panthers. I said the Ponce. Cops played the Ponce.
The Ponce.
The Ponce.
The Ponce.
What else? It's sad, okay? No Thursday night football. No fucking college football. It's kind of sad. But we have a lot of other stuff to carry us through.
Yes, sir.
Where do you want to start, boys? Let's start in the NFL. Let's make sure nothing's changed. Sorry, Mitt. What were you going to say?
No.
Oh, Tony.
Wide.
I have a special flyer here.
Ooh, special flyer.
Plus 1,400.
Okay.
Follow me here.
Yeah.
Bills are smacking the Dolphins.
Okay.
It's late in the game.
Okay.
Skylar Thompson gets loose.
Okay.
Runs one in.
Okay.
Why not us?
Oh, that's 1,400 for him to score?
Plus 1,400, Skylar Thompson anytime tug.
That's pretty good. I've seen slower horses at 14-1.
Yeah, like sure.
Ecology was kind of running quarterback.
Yeah, like there's gonna be a point in the game where he could get loose. I think plus 1,400 is a very good number.
I don't hate it at all. Honestly, I don't. Have we decided a game? Or no?
I lean Bengals, but I don't. Up to you guys. I'm good either way.
I leaned that way too because I told Bruce. I said, "Listen,
I'm with it. Yeah,
you're gonna have a dog in the fight in that fucking Giants and Vikings game, and if your dog in the Giants and Vikings game doesn't win, and we don't,
and like worst case is like the Giants are, you know, up three or something, and we need like a Jefferson touchdown. Then I'm just in a pretzel.
You don't want that.
Yeah, no.
Is there any thought to KOC just running cook all day?
Should.
Yeah,
but they throw the ball.
But he's Harry Styles, and he wants to look cute.
Yeah, they throw the ball second most in the fucking NFL.
They should. They would probably win.
But easy. They did both. I sent in the box score earlier today. Those teams, they both threw a bunch in the first game.
There's only one game I'm wavering on, and it's Chargers Jags.
That's one game everybody's a little bit stuck on.
Yeah, I'm jagging off. Still jagging off. Was always jagging off.
Yeah.
See, I want to take the Jags with the points, but then that wild card stat is insane.
Okay, the wild card stat is winners of straight up money line winners. If you pick the right side, you would also be 54-7-1 in the last 62 games, which means the last 62 games, 54 times, the team that has won the game has also covered. Only 7 times and 1 push did they not win and cover. So, hell of a stat. It's basically saying, you pick the winner, you're going to cover the game. Like, it's basically saying, like, if you like the Niners to win, most likely going to cover the 9.5. If you like the Bills, most likely going to cover the 13, and so on and so forth. That's what we're saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what I'm saying here. That's what the stats say.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the stats says.
That's what the stats says.
Does that speak more to historical underdogs winning outright?
I think it may a little bit.
I don't think we haven't seen these highest spreads in years past either.
Yeah. Yep. It would be like Patriots Texans would get to 12.5, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A 13.5 wild card weekend. That's wild.
Okay. So,
super
some more wild. To your point there. 2022 and 2017 are the only two seasons since the 70s where three teams are at 100-1 odds or longer to win the Super Bowl. This year is Seattle, New York, and Jacksonville. So that's those teams 100-1 or longer to win the Super Bowl in the playoffs. It's probably why there's also some longer odds in this playoff as well.
And backup quarterbacks, third string quarterbacks.
Man, Giants 151 to win the Super Bowl. I almost want to take a fucking flyer on it.
Wait, right.
What do we got?
Right now, Man. They are.
We're going to pump B-League football on the goddamn Super Bowl. You know that? Let's go Mustangs, dude.
I didn't know that. I saw a package from fucking Tony Bonier earlier today. Is this what happened?
Yeah, they won. He donated, remember?
They're not the PMFA anymore?
Let's go Mustangs.
Let's go Mustangs. So much thanks.
Good cut, Mitt.
Did he?
I don't know.
It could have been. It probably could have been better, but that camera's the only one that I can't actually move. Whoops.
The Giants are 150-1 right now.
Let me look. I mean, that was just some odds. Let me see. Super Bowl.
You know what's burning a hole in my pocket, Tony?
Giants are plus 5,500 to win the Super Bowl. So yeah, no.
So 55-1, 150 open.
Dolphins are 100-1. Seattle's 85-1. Maybe that's preseason. They were preseason. Yeah. What else? Let's see here. Oh, first timers. Rookie quarterbacks are 10-17 straight up in the playoffs, including 3-10 straight up over the last decade. Who would that be? Purdy.
Yeah, the only issue is they're all playing each other. Like, Purdy's playing Geno.
True. That's for rookies. Yeah, first-time quarterbacks as home favorites are 8-14 straight up 6-16 ATS since 2002. That one's Purdy as well.
I don't know the trends, but they can't be favorable for Geno in terms of like a veteran quarterback making his first playoff start.
I would assume not.
Never know, dude.
Yeah, you don't, I guess.
I would assume. Okay.
Geno, what happens with Geno Smith in the offseason is one of the more intriguing things to me.
I think they'll resign him.
Yeah, team friendly.
See, I think they offer him 2 years, 50, and someone tries to slide in with something bigger.
Maybe. I think 2 years, 50 is right on them. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Right.
It'll be probably 3 years, 75, but it'll be basically $50 million guaranteed.
Who would come and get him? The Jets? Like,
I don't know. No, he's not going back to the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Kind of forgot about that one.
Not going back.
Derek Carr to Carolina feels like.
I liked. There's a couple good ones sent out today. I didn't hate Connor Think in Tampa. A lot of people said the Saints. I think those all make sense.
Yeah.
Saints would be cool. Matches eyeliner.
Sure.
Here it is. Since 2002, quarterbacks making their first NFL playoff start, 18-36 straight up. But then you have, think about it. Yeah, you have Herbert. Bunch. Herbert playing Lawrence.
Yep.
Purdy playing Smith.
Yep.
And then also on that list, Daniel Jones, Skylar Thompson, whoever plays for the Ravens.
Correct. Which, that team. That's tough. It's 2 years.
Truly incredible that they're in the playoffs.
2 years in a row has really happened to them.
Like, how did they get in?
They were just had such a good record before he got hurt.
What are you trying to say, Tony?
What am I trying to say?
I don't know. Tony, are you trying to say something?
No, he said, how did they get in the playoffs? And I said, they had such a good record before Lamar got hurt.
That's correct.
What is happening?
I feel like Tony's trying to say something here.
I'm not.
I mean, if he's trying to say the Ravens are better with Lamar Jackson.
I believe that might have been what I was saying.
Old statement, Tony.
Niners are still 9.5. No move from yesterday. Chargers 2.5. No move from yesterday. Dolphins, Bills 13.5 still. Giants and Vikings 3. Oh. Cowboys and Bucks are the same. The only one that has gone up continuously. Jesus. You seen this someone yet? Could have got it 6.5 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. 10.5?
We're at an even 10.
Even 10.
Jesus.
That's 6.5, man.
God.
I'd be buying a yacht with it right now.
Gone like a freight train, gone like yesterday.
Gone like the wind.
Gone.
Gone.
Damn.
She gone.
We'll make all of our picks tomorrow of Picks Friday.
And so she walked out of our lives forever.
Well said. Well said. Two college basketball. Two picks tonight for me. How many you got?
Wait a minute.
How many?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I found something out about the Monday Night Football game. Do you guys know how many times Tom Brady has been an underdog in the playoffs?
Sure.
He's been an underdog 4 times.
Okay.
He is 4-0 at the spread and straight up in those 4 games.
Now, since you guys have been giving only positive Tom Brady stats. Found this one today. He's 2-16 ATS in his last 18 starts at night. 2-13 ATS at night with the Bucks. It's past his bedtime. No. Sleepy Tommy.
Oh, no.
Does he not have a bedtime anymore, though? He's allowed to stay up. Giselle's not putting him to bed anymore. Yeah,
fucking reckless, dude.
Also, this is the only time since 1999... since 1990, that a team has made the playoffs with fewer than 5 ATS wins. The Bucs this year.
Damn.
4-12-1 they went ATS.
Holy shit. The
Cowboys haven't lost back to back all year.
Well, they're on grass, though. So.
The grass is an issue.
Wait until all the stadiums have to change the grass because of FIFA, and Cowboys may never win again.
Well, Bach will never be back.
Oh, that guy. All right. College basketball tonight. I got two. I got JMU, James Madison, minus 2.5.
Yeah.
And I got Arizona State plus 4.5.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Five. Hey, we're in agreement.
Yeah.
The only one I lost last night was the fucking Blue Hens when I went against you. In my defense, I said my picks first.
I fucking warned you.
Okay.
Do you want to go, Bruce? I got like 15 piece.
Yeah, sure. I got Michigan plus the 5.5. It's why I wore my fucking...
Go blue.
Go blue.
Big
blue. That's a good number.
Yep. I like them with plus 5.5. Probably going under 154 and a half there if I had to guess. How about a Kenesaw State money line?
Hell yeah.
That,
is there an H in there?
Kenesaw. Kenesaw.
Let's respect Kenesaw.
Not Kenesaw.
I almost thought I'd been saying it wrong.
Yeah. All right, gotcha.
No, I've never been. Yeah, they got Jacksonville coming in. You know, I think that their short favorite should be able to get the job done.
Okay.
And then how about a little wrong team favored? Texas State goes to Arkansas okay. State.
All right.
I like Arkansas State plus the 2.5 tonight all as right. well.
Go Red Wolf.
Troy. It. Money line at Georgia State.
Okay.
Jacksonville State money line versus North Florida. Florida Gulf Coast money line at Eastern Kentucky.
Okay.
I love Youngstown State money line at Detroit.
Go Penguins.
The St. Thomas Tommies getting 1.5 at UMKC. James Madison money line at South Alabama. New Orleans money line at Incarnate Word.
Tough point.
Morehead State plus 2.5 at Tennessee Tech. Denver plus 1.5 at home versus North Dakota State. Arizona State plus 5.5 at Oregon. Stephen F. Austin
Wide
money line at Utah Tech. USC minus 3.5 at home versus Colorado. Sam Houston plus 1.5 at Southern Utah. I don't love Gonzaga, but 6.5 seems short for them at BYU. Yeah,
I almost took BYU, short. But then I looked like the matchup that wasn't good for BYU. The trends were good for BYU.
Yeah, 6.5 just it feels way too so, short. Yeah, for
it's a tough place to play, and they do typically play great defense.
The Mormons?
And
Mormon Badgers.
My final two, I love. I like Washington money line versus Stanford, and then obviously the San Francisco Dons on the money line.
Go Dons!
The Dons.
All right.
Don Don.
Mate, you got any college?
I have no college.
What
actually.
The?
Jeez.
I mean,
and Bruce, are you good?
I'm always good, Tony. Mm-hmm. What kind of question is that?
How good are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm not doing very good, Tony. I went 1-3 in the NBA. I'm pretty cold right now.
You said it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
That's good. That's good improv, boys.
Good. How was the ice last night? I think 1-1 for
fucking
me.
Fucking 2-2, yeah. I can't complain about even Steven, though, at this point, because it's been so bad.
You said the Ponts were hot, and they were.
Boy. The well, the funny news, it comes out today, too, the news that after the Ponts have put together all these wins, John Tortorella, Torts, he said, get all the iPads off the bench. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I want these guys to focus on their next shift, not the last shift.
I like that. That's fucking actually something I respect.
Read the newspaper in the morning, boys.
We've been playing hockey for how long? How many times? We don't need no fucking stinking iPads, okay? A lot of games tonight.
A lot of games. We'll rip through them nice and quick. First one on the docket.
Pal, big you, one. Pal, you on any?
I got two.
Okay.
Got a few. Got a handful.
I have more than I'd like to.
Okay.
Seattle comes into Beantown. After beating the Sabres on Tuesday night. 6-game winning streak
okay.
For the Kraken. We know, obviously, how good the Bruins are at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're on an 11-0-3 run themselves.
Pretty good.
I'm going to take Kraken money line.
Wow.
Rupper talked me into this one. Rupper talked me into this one. He said they got a shot. They got a firepower now.
That's a $2 dog.
Let's go.
Exactly. This could go the other way.
Good.
Quickly.
Good.
And aggressively. But we're going to take a chance on a $2 dog going into Beantown.
Okay.
I'll take Bruins on the 60. Right.
Yep. That's fair.
Canes, Jackets, that was a big one. Anything? Nothing.
No, actually, I'm not going to touch that one. There's just no value there for me. Carolina. What's going on, Paul?
I don't get it. Like, there's one team that hasn't lost at home in the NHL this entire year.
What's going on?
I don't understand why you and that fucking fraud rupper.
He talked me into it. I told you.
How? What is the selling point?
A 6-game winning streak coming in. They can score some goals. Taking a stab at a $2 dog.
This is just so dumb. He's loud.
It was that mic's very hot.
I just don't understand. I think just looking at it here, I mean, Pasta and Marchand to record a point is -310. So, like, you're telling me that the two guys that are -310 to score a point are going to lose the game. Like, that just doesn't...
The math doesn't check out. Bruce, does the math check out?
It does not.
It doesn't. It doesn't check out at
what
all.
What about Matty Beniers over in Seattle? He's in
Wait, nine, he's only went against the Bees one time.
9 points in 6 games.
And it was when fucking Jackie Aces was hung
Mass
over.
Mass native. He's got 5 goals in games.
Where's Matty Beniers? He's from Mass?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's +290 to score a goal, so I kind of like that. I don't understand. I'll never understand. The Bruins just get hate, and that's why we'll win the Cup.
There's no hate here. This is taking a stab at a big dog.
No one wants us to win.
There's no hate.
Hey, I'm on the Bees.
Gumby took the Bees.
Back me up, Gumby.
Yeah, he's on the Bees.
I'm on the Bees.
That, hell yeah. That's because Gumby gets it, okay?
You
That's
saw him. Why he looked at him. You saw him.
Yeah.
He said, that guy gets
fucking
it.
Fucking gets it. Thank you, Gum. Love you, Gum. Bees by a million.
Thank you, Connor. Stop it anytime.
That's good stuff. That's good hockey talk.
Hell yeah.
Real quick. Oh, we got an NBA?
Yeah, I got an NBA. I've just been throwing a lot of long shots in. Okay.
What better night than tonight?
Seattle against Boston.
What better night? Nope. What better night than tonight? Here we go. Here's my 15-point parlay of the night.
Yes.
Tobias Harris +100. Marcus Smart +185. Brooke Lopez -110. He's been on a tear. Mason Plumlee. This one's kind of out of left field. Raptors don't really roll with big guys to start, but they got a couple big guys coming off the bench. Boucher. He's +175. That's the, with Smart, the longest odds. Feel good about Smart. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Okay.
15 points. Mavs at Lakers. Lakers, they got the bench.
Yep.
And Evan Mobley, 15 points. 25 to win, 2.6.
I'm on it.
Something to think about.
Nice. Okay.
Hammer down.
Like it. Those are hype. Hey, that's hype, dude.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
That's a fucking hype boy parlay.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, mine got fucking smoked last night, too.
All right, let's go to Leafs and Wings.
What about Winnipeg and Buffalo, Tony?
Oh,
did we skip that one?
Come on.
Ooh.
Give me the peg. I've scored at least 4 goals for 3 straight games going into Buffalo, who's on a 2-game losing streak. Even though both these teams can score and light it up, I think the peg can play with a little bit more structure and defend a little
bit.
And I like the goaltending matchup for Winnipeg, so give me Winnipeg money line.
What?
Bruce just fought off a sneeze back there.
I got one brewing. Yeah, it's in the chamber.
Big sneeze day.
Yeah, big sneeze
day. Yeah, don't hold it in. Fucking on this show. You let that let it fly.
Let it out.
Now let's go to Leafs and Wings.
Gumpy, do you have anything? This is tough for me because Austin Matthews might not play. Like, I definitely want to take the Leafs, but I was thinking about taking them puck line.
This line seems very short, don't it?
Yeah, well, I assume that's
don't it
off of Matthews.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with it.
I'll just take the Leafs money line.
All right.
That looks like a Red Wings.
Wait
till the next big Michigan game guy, on the docket, Bruce.
No, the way that you like Cy picked the
Leafs. The Leafs have beat them twice already this year, and they beat them 4-1 on Saturday.
How about Preds Canadiens?
Give me the Habs.
Ooh, at home. Nick likes a home.
Lankanen's in net for the Preds. That's huge.
Bingo. Lankanen's in net. They just had their winning streak snapped. Tired legs. Give me the Habs.
Gumpy v. Bruce. Stars v.
Boys, this
Rex.
Is a tough one.
Texas hockey coming to your
fucking barn, baby.
This is a tough one. Go ahead. I know you. I know you guys are where you stand.
Yeah. I mean, Texas hockey plus money. What are we talking about?
All right. Let me give you a couple stats here. Dallas 7-3 in their past 10. Okay, they're playing good. Here's what worries me. Otter against the Rangers.
Oh no, Otter.
In 2 games, he only started one of them. He's 0-1 with a 5.6 goals against and a 7.89 save percentage.
He got hurt when the last time they played him. He got hurt.
Okay, that's good info. New York, 4-0-2 in their past 6, 12-4 in their past 16. At home, they've won 6 of their last 7. Shesterkin against the Stars, 3-0-1 with a 904. Give me Texas hockey.
Okay. Okay.
It's pure purely out of loyalty to the lad.
Sorry about it, Bruce.
Mostly a spite pick, gonna be honest. And the value, of course.
The value.
Value of the dog.
What happened in that Capitals game last night?
All right. What about?
We told you the Pants were hot.
Pants were hot.
But it also went over the total. 1-0 on hockey overs. 2-0 starts tonight. Rangers Stars over.
Okay.
5.5.
So are you not taking the Rags?
I might, but I'm definitely not taking the over.
What a fucking cop out.
Take the Rangers, dude.
Let's put our swords down. I do like
you guys are playing swords. Very, very well. Why would you not?
Yeah, I respect.
Hey. I like the Rags, but okay. I like the over 5.5 even more.
Yeah, that's fair. That does seem 5.5 does seem light.
Yeah, it does.
That does seem very light.
Coover's Lightning is a pretty big line.
Yeah, Gumpy, this is another one where I'm tempted to take Lightning puck line, but I need
you. Let me tell you something.
I want your expertise here. I
showed on a massive opportunity.
What's the locker room say?
If Vancouver goes up by 2 goals at any point in a game, live bet the other team.
Okay.
No matter what.
That's fair.
So let's just hope the Canucks come out fast, get up a goal or two, and take the Lightning live bet.
Who's in net for the Cougars?
Chris D'Elia.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Give me Tampa Bay puck line, please.
Okay.
Colin D'Elia.
You get it. Wilder at the Isles. I'm on this one.
Wow. What do you got?
Ooh. I'm going to jump on the Wild.
Okay. Both.
Tony is like a secret Minnesota Wild fan.
He likes Flower.
He likes the Wild.
Love the Flower.
He likes Billy G. Both teams on a 3-game skid. The Isles have lost 12 of their last 19. However, at home, they're 12-7. I will take the Isles. The Islanders at home. Okay. Money line. Home pops.
Okay. Flames are at the Blues. I'm also on this one. Unless.
What do you got?
Is fucking Griezmann in goal?
Griezmann is supposed to be in net. I was thinking the same
thing. Still give me the Blues. Yeah. I still want the Blues.
You too, Gumps?
Calgary on the money line.
Tony, I'll ride with you. I will take the Blues. They just beat Calgary.
Get on the Flames, dude.
They just beat Calgary on Tuesday in overtime. Now they're back home.
Yeah.
They're 9-6 in their last 15 at home, I think. So give me the Blues, even with Grice.
Hell yeah.
Griezmann.
Lantern Hots is a big one.
Yeah, not touching that one. Chicago has just got their first back-to-back win since like October or something. So
Peter Mrazek's having a good year, 2-10.
He's solid. He's always solid. He's always solid.
You taking Yotes at home against Sens?
Short.
Sure. It's always there.
We know this is a tough part to play, and unfortunately, the Oats have lost 6, and they've had a lead in 4 of those 6. So I just can't trust them. I will take Ottawa. I will take the Sens coming in on the road. They're great on their penalty kill. Pretty good on the power play, figuring it out. 6-4 in their last 10 road games. Give me the Sens.
Panthers Knights. Which side am I on here?
Well, Tony, that's not for me to decide. That is for our friends.
Oh no!
Yes.
If this is the fucking thing picks, oh. All rise for the audible climb. We have something else going on in the office, so don't.
Why are you upset about this?
Because, what do you mean? I'm not upset. I just don't want to be on the other side of the coin.
Oh, I didn't know this was one of your picks.
Yeah, I will reveal the pick after.
Sure.
Panthers are going to Vegas. The Panthers are plus 102. The Knights are minus 122. What does the coin say?
The coin says Florida will be heads, Vegas will be tails. Heads.
What was that again? Yeah, Florida. It's Florida?
Yeah,
it's Florida. The coin is spoken. It's on the Florida Panthers.
What the hell, coin?
I'm on the Knights.
You're on the Knights.
I too like the Knights.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on?
Seems like we got a bit of mutiny on our hands. We'll see.
We should have done the coin for Texas Hockey Rangers.
No.
You two would have.
We're done with fucking doing the coin for Texas Hockey.
I would have. Believe me. As an agent of chaos, I thought about it, but I did not want to hear about it from you two crying.
You'd heard about it for a week.
I trust the honorable coin.
You just picked against it.
Yeah, it's because Stoner and fucking Jackie Ace is.
I'm riding. I'm with the Panthers.
Okay.
Wow. All right, let's go. Me and Gump.
All right.
Me, Gump, and Nick holding the integrity of the fucking coin.
Thank you, Mitt.
Jeez Louise. You're going to fucking.
People are not going to be happy about that.
Blow the whole rig back here.
And then the Ducks. Who do the Ducks have?
This tomorrow, Tim.
That's tomorrow, Tim. Thank you. Good luck.
There's only two 10 o'clock games tomorrow.
Thank God. You know how much work it was to go through all these games?
Oh, trust me. Man. I know.
I'm sick of the unevenness. Give me fucking five one day, Mouse. Six the other.
It's Mickey Mouse scheduling. All right. Thank you, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, boys.
Only one thing left to do, and that's the NBA. I got nothing in NBA, and I didn't like the fucking slate.
It's a good slate, Tony.
That didn't speak to me.
All right. Well, Tony, it is also.
Take us home, Mitt. Take us home.
It is also Thursday. And guess what? We're back on TNT Thursdays with FanDuel. Here we go. If you want a TNT Thursday bet, here we go. Nice. I'm taking the Lakers money line, LeBron James to score 30, Luka to score 30, and then Dennis Schroeder's under 16.5. Boom.
Let's go, Mitt.
And then get into the actual NBA, the NBA, as we're calling it.
Yeah.
These are just the regular picks here, Tony. This is the model picks.
Okay, model picks.
We got Oklahoma City plus 9.5. This is screaming the model. We got Brooklyn plus the 3. It's down to 1.5 now. I still think Brooklyn pulls it out at home. I think it's going to be a close game. I got the Lakers plus the 2.5 at home. Dallas is very, very, very fucking cold, actually. Very cold. Okay. Playing horrible defense. I also have the over of 236 there. Both the teams don't play that good of defense. Okay. And then I have Cleveland going into Portland minus the 3 to end out the night.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Here we go,
Tony.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Just one for me. Tatum, 30+. I think it's minus 150. When I got it, I mean, if Jaylen Brown's out, someone's got to fill it up. I don't know if the Celtics get the job done, but Tatum should go off.
Huh? I would agree.
Did I miss say his name at first?
I like Cleveland on the money line and Dallas on the money line.
Okay.
All righty.
Anybody else?
No.
Footy tomorrow?
Footy tomorrow, one play.
One play.
In the La Liga.
Ooh, love La Liga.
La Liga.
Villarreal draw no bet at Celta Vigo.
Okay.
Oh. You don't like Leeds?
Leeds?
Yeah, you don't like Leeds United.
Who are they playing?
Aston Villa.
No, I kind of like Villa, to be fair.
You know what he just did to you? He just Twittered you.
No, I didn't. What do you mean?
Like when Gumpy puts out like 18 plays on a Saturday, and then someone will reply underneath, "What about fucking Texas and Oklahoma?" Well, if the Gumpy had an opinion on Texas and Oklahoma, he would have listed it above in the tweets.
I was just double checking, Tony. You don't like anything in Napoli Juventus?
That should be a banger, actually. If I was taking that game, I would take Juventus double chance, even though Napoli is a wagon. I just like the value on a double chance.
That wasn't an attack on you. That was just
PSA.
I don't think we've ever addressed that.
All right, that's the internet streets.
That's just the internet streets.
So we're playing Villarreal.
All right.
Yeah, Villarreal draw no bet. I love.
Okay, cool. Hopefully Chelsea can net a couple here in the second half.
That would be sweet.
Chelsea might be dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
They might fire 5 coaches in one season.
It'd be impressive.
Yeah, it would be impressive.
That's why you don't let go of a guy you didn't win a fucking Champions League like 2 months later.
All right.
Free Pulisic.
Tomorrow.
Pulisic is out for 2 months.
Tomorrow.
All right, Pulisic.
There will always be tomorrow. We'll make picks. Tomorrow, Picks Friday. Tomorrow's Picks Friday. It's only a day away.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.